It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Hello, folks. Hello, hello, hello. We're here. It's ultra romantic Valentine's Day / Ash Wednesday.
Just like Christmas, we're at McDonald's.
We're eating Filet-O-Fish. You have a Filet-O-Fish. I have a double Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
It's working out well.
The proportions are okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm extremely picky about like bread and fish sandwiches. This is the only one I'll eat. I hate all the other ones. They aren't from like a...
Right.
A non-fast food.
I don't mind Dairy Queens.
It's the fish stick thing.
Mm.
I like a good piece of fish.
Right.
Whatever they're putting in fish sticks and like crumbling them up, it's gross. Mm. The quality isn't there. This got such a good bun too.
Oh yeah. These are just the regular These are just the regular hamburger buns, but they're steamed instead of
they're so
caramelized.
Pillowy. Yeah.
Actually, they do caramelize them now.
They're good. And I like the pickle on there. So would this replace your usual order of two filet of fishes?
Yeah, this could. Definitely.
So we're drinking caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jason says he's going to unleash me in church. There was one Ash Wednesday. We were trying to be quiet and respectful, and I ended up sitting on one of those really crinkly water bottles. And the person next to me, like mom on one side and someone else on the other, I had no space. And anytime one of them moved, I would move, and then the water bottle would go.
I don't know what's going to... I don't know how this podcast is going to change come June when Spotify gets rid of the podcast tool.
I'm sure something will rise up to take its place. Because how many people use it, there's going to be a void.
Apparently not enough, because they ain't making money off of podcasts, because, oh yeah, they paid Joe Rogan like $10 million a year.
Now, when you say Joe Rogan...
I mean the meathead. The meathead jackass anti-vaxxer who interviews JFK or RFK Jr.
We've come a long way from me thinking they were the same person, but now sometimes I still have to make sure I'm thinking of the correct person.
I'm rarely going to talk about Seth Rogen. So apparently there was an RFK Jr. commercial that was like in the style of like
what wasn't just in the style of? They took JFK's promotional material.
Mm-hmm. But,
and recycled it.
So somebody on the right posted that. Yeah. Yeah, this is from a more it's nice to see an ad from a more civilized era of politics. And somebody goes, wasn't his father shot?
Oh yeah, he was murdered. For politics.
Mm-hmm.
We got short memories as humans.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't his uncle also shot?
I saw someone say, imagine being the one Kennedy not worth killing.
Wow.
Yeah, I chuckled when I saw that.
Yeah, that's definitely...
And I wouldn't think it now, because I've given up knee-jerk pessimism for Lent. Mm. But I thought in my head, not yet. Not worth killing. Yet.
You realize Roger Stone is financing his campaign, right?
From prison?
Yep.
Didn't you have to pay restitution or something?
I don't know. I haven't paid much attention to Roger Stone. The man with a Nixon tattoo on his back.
I can't imagine what showers look like. Honestly, I bet he's got a lot of friends.
Oh, probably. You're being entertained by McDonald's Muzak system.
Oh, I've been dancing since we got in here.
Awesome. Yeah, this is...
This is a fancy McDonald's, by the way. Look behind you.
Ooh. They have frosted glass partitions.
You've got a giant map of Avon Lake on the wall.
I didn't see actual, like, full-size Avon Lake. That map is in 1-to-1 scale, because Avon Lake isn't that big.
It's true.
And you can only be mayor if your name contains the letter Z.
It's true. It's been that way for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Because you got a lot of old folks in this town.
I don't know, my neighborhood has a school bus now.
Hmm?
My neighborhood has a school bus.
Ooh.
I'm shocked it can fit down the street.
Yep. Alright, thank you.
Alright, now I have a present for you, but I think I'll give it to you in the car.
Okay. Wow, she has a Valentine's Day present
I
for
do.
Me.
And there's lore.
Alright, well, we will see you in the car. Alright, I am here.
Okay.
We're in the car. Let me buckle my seat belt.
I appreciate your talking in strong talk. Which is usually a visual medium.
Okay, I am here.
It's underneath the ashes. Okay.
She has a bag of ashes in her purse. Don't ask questions.
It's a jar.
Okay, it's a jar of ashes.
So many years ago, you were given the worst Valentine ever, right?
Yes. I was given a hate mail Ziggy Valentine, but this is in like June.
Yeah, it was unhinged. Well, I thought maybe I'd try to beat that, because damn it, I want to be your worst Valentine ever. So I present to you some birthday cake Oreos and the Valentines.
Birthday cake Oreos, this is awesome.
You look horrified.
Roses are red, violets are fussy. This birthday cake is in the Oreos bussy.
Now I expect you to hang on to that because I will pretend to be offended if you don't.
I mean, that's not the worst one. Sorry, you're still not the worst Valentine ever. It's still... I mean, it was humorous getting a hate mail Valentine.
So I got a bar. This bar is too low. Okay.
Yeah.
Next year.
I'm sorry, but...
Actually, I don't even have to wait till next year. Part of the fun of the terrible Valentine is that it's not seasonal. Not seasonally appropriate. So a cool thing about this McDonald's is it used to share a parking lot with the Cheesy Beesy. But so many people were just like hurtling through it that they stopped that. But yeah, you used to be able to zoom from one bad decision to the next.
I couldn't imagine doing like McDonald's followed by Taco Bell.
Well, you'd have to
just
be restrained
in it, like,
each.
Huh?
You'd have to be restrained at each.
And I mean, that's almost impossible at Taco Bell. Thank you for the birthday cake Oreos on Valentine's Day.
You're welcome.
And that lovely Valentine.
Like, should I handwrote it on a piece of paper I found in my purse?
Yes. So.
It's not even a real card. It's just a piece of paper. Next time I'll write it on my water bottle or something.
Jeez.
Like the lid of a Tampax box.
Oh.
Oh yeah, they got those time traveling headlights.
By the way, I almost missed the 90 exit to get here.
Because of the headlights?
No, because of the sun.
Oh yeah, it was.
It's
brutal.
Right on the horizon, and like my retinas were getting burned out. I lost track of where I was. I was like, holy shit, I can't. Where am I?
Yeah, that can used to suck.
Oh, shit. Niggle Road is coming up. Sorry, I just gave away your location.
Oh, no. My publicly available public record information.
What else? What else is going on?
I've learned that if people want to stalk me, they're going to stalk me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a weird thing to learn.
I've been playing with glow-in-the-dark filament. I have a nameplate that I made, mainly to test, because I have ideas for things. But it works with a black light. It glows from the backside, so that's great. I
so
kinda
do
like,
I.
I should know better than to say backside.
I got that
here.
Pasty white buttocks situation.
So, by the way, birthday cake Oreos, I like them.
It's subtle, right?
Yeah.
It's not too much birthday cake.
Right.
Like a little fancier than regular Oreos.
I'd offer you one, but you probably have plenty.
I do. And I promised I wouldn't eat them all. Mm-hmm. I also have a new Outshine bar for you to try.
Ooh. What is this one?
The pomegranate.
Ooh.
It's okay. So good.
Okay. I'll try it.
You know, it's not the lime. The lime is still the best. But it's good. It's very, it's like a strong flavor. Some of them are more subtle than others. So that's two of my new resolutions. Which
Hooray.
Might have been my only resolutions. We did Mitchell's. And I did a new flavor of Outshine. So yeah, it's February. Boom, I'm done. Oh, and I said I was going to be more organized about, church business stuff, and I have been. So.
Good.
That was my other one. Shit, man, what's happening here? Oh, it's Journey Church. Okay, are you familiar with Journey Church?
No.
They're one of those franchise churches that's, like, mainline Protestant, and, I've got a friend who really loves it. She is, I would say, aggressively Christian, but she's a nice lady. And she actually goes to this one. But when they first built this church out here, the traffic was so bad, the police would have to come and, like, direct traffic.
Hey, yeah.
It's mega churchy.
Mm-hmm. Is it like, that one, the one out of Australia?
I don't think it's quite like that, no. But I don't know.
It's
I've never been.
It's not that full rock star experience church.
I think there is, like, a production value to it. People love that crap.
Not a fan.
Yeah, it's not for me. I mean, I think maybe there are times when something like that could be kind of cool, but I think doing it every Sunday seems a little, I don't know. Oh, people like it.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, we're going to not your church, but your pastor will be there.
It's like our sister church, so my denomination, Disciples of Christ, has, a lot of churches in this region. It was founded in West Virginia, and so all through, like, eastern Ohio and Pennsylvania, but also, like, throughout the country, there are other ones, but it is largely, like, an East Coast Great Lakes region kind of thing, and so for Ash Wednesday, we always do a combined service, which is nice, because a lot of us have friends at the other churches, we all kind of know each other, so... And it's a Wednesday night, so in order to keep, to make it worth it to have enough visitors, it's fun. And we take turns going from church to church.
Right.
Some years there's a combined choir, some years there isn't. Not really since COVID.
Oh, let's see.
That's always fun, because it's like, the rehearsal would be that day, like an hour before. So, good luck. Yeah, this is going to be at the church my mom used to work at. But you know how Ohio is super small? So the pastor at one of the churches knows and used to work with someone I used to be in band with.
Of course.
And then one of our Murder, She Drank people goes to another Disciples church out in another part of Ohio, and we have several shared friends. Because of this.
Ay-yay.
Yeah. Yeah, one day when it was the first time we all thought Twitter was just gonna die. Everyone added each other on Instagram, and then she saw that I had shared, like, one of our charity projects where we, like, do people's laundry for them. She's like, wait a minute, you go to that church? I was like, yeah, I do.
I should really start using Instagram.
I don't like the picture thing. I don't like that it's hard to find a timestamp sometimes. I like the words.
Yeah, so do I.
I don't want to click on a picture and have to scroll down to see a story.
I much prefer words, as you can tell by the fact that, you know, it's like 2004 and I have a blog.
They came out with Threads, but then Threads kind of forces you to use your day name. And one of the things that I like about other text-based social media is that I don't have to, it's like, I can just be pure myself without people I know, unless I choose for them to have access to my usernames without that sort of judgment. That's not to say, like, that we're all different people in different places, but sometimes you want a place where you can share a pool.
Well, like, I don't, like, and I don't know if your mom still listens to this, to our podcast here.
I think so. I don't think she's got a ton of, like, time away right now.
But, like, I don't share my blog on Facebook because I don't want to advertise it to friends of mine because I...
Well, it's not their interest.
No.
You're finding more of a community on Twitter because it's people you don't know in real life, but you're sharing the common interest.
Right.
Which is, like, the ability to hashtag and easily search for things is really the thing that Twitter's best at.
And I just don't, you know... And I don't want to answer questions. you know, being raised Catholic and, you know, suddenly, oh, here I am, I'm, you know.
Well, yeah, Facebook does open up. It's great for a lot of things, but it always does open up that this weird, like, friends aunt is gonna, I don't know, come in hot, three glasses of wine in, and now you gotta moderate. You know, gently, without hurting your friend.
Right.
It's too personal.
So, yeah, I don't share it on Facebook. I don't share a lot on Facebook. Like, I don't even share this podcast on Facebook, because it's like, I don't want, I just don't want the attention.
I don't share our podcast anywhere, and yet people insist on listening.
I know. Hi, Molly.
One person insists on listening.
Oh, so, yeah, this ought to be, this is going to be, you know, an Ash Wednesday service. I've done plenty of these in the Catholic Church, being raised Catholic, of course.
I don't know how they're going to get the ashes all the way up to your forehead. You're going to have to do a little curtsy.
I know.
Because when you think about the line of pastors there, you got one guy who's kind of tall, but...
I only know of two of the pastors. I don't know the third one.
The third is a petite lady.
Oh, okay. I'll walk up to her and just be like, hello. I can't bend down. You'll have to get a ladder.
Here's a box, please stand.
I want to try to get to Pastor Dave.
I don't think so. I always take turns. Like we were chatting about it at work, and I always go like based on vibes. Sometimes I go based on length of line. But I try not to do my home pastor because, you know, he has to deal with me. Not just on Sundays, but like because of the committees and stuff, like all week long. So, the poor man.
I somehow think he'll get a kick out of, you know, smudging ashes on an atheist forehead.
Well, he is very attuned to Catholicism. I think he also grew up Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would be appropriate of him to smudge you.
So. Yeah.
And I can tell you where they got those ashes.
They burned the palms from the previous year.
From Palm Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's also the tradition in the, well, that's the Ash Wednesday tradition. I mean,
oh no, I just said that because I told you not to ask about the other ashes. But these ashes, you know, they have an origin story.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, that is a tradition in, I think, all faith traditions. They burn the, if they hand out palms on Palm Sunday, the following year, they burn them for Ash Wednesday.
You know what sucks is making those freaking palm crosses?
Mm-hmm.
Those things suck. I'm not good at it.
I saw a great comic. Jesus talking to a guy with a cross around his neck. He goes, a cross? What makes you think I'd like a cross?
Yeah. No, he's like a straight up gangster. You know how they'll have like a gun tattoo or a little gun necklace? He's just repping.
Oh,
so we are by the mall.
Ooh.
If you had that way, just a little, which we're about to do, you'll see the remains of Midway Mall.
The remains.
I mean, it's still there. It's still a mall. It's just,
I know,
not a good one.
I've got, which mall did I have a picture from the, it's only from the outside, because we couldn't get in. many, many, many years ago. Rolling Acres.
Where's that?
Cuyahoga Falls area.
Excuse me.
I think it has one anchor store left, and that's it. It was the, so if you're familiar with the band The Black Keys, their one album cover with, like, the broken mirror facade of a building, that's Rolling Acres Mall.
So here's the turnpike.
I'm very familiar with the turnpike. I spent many, many, many miles on the turnpike.
Coming up on our right is a hotel that one time I was driving by. It's one of those no-tell motels. And they have a balcony on the second floor, and there was a naked lady on the balcony. Just hanging out.
Hey.
Good for her.
Good for her.
It's just not something you see a lot in this climate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did they tear it down? Maybe they just don't light it up anymore because of, you know, the nudity.
Probably. Action door and window.
Yeah, this is,
You're getting a tour of Elyria, Ohio.
Parts of it are really nice, and parts of it are, you know, just like any other town. Not so great. We're in one of the not so great parts. This is the hotel. Naked Lady Hotel right here.
Naked Lady Hotel.
It's kind of cool. Like, I like that it's got the outside access.
It kind of looks all boarded up.
Well, not a lot of tourism going on right here.
No.
It's getting nicer now from here on in.
And I'm sure anyone who, anyone who said, you know, well, like, if they're working somewhere around here, you know, is there a nice motel I could stay at around here? No company would give them the name of that place.
That place does rent by the hour. Because I was looking for meeting rooms once, mm-hmm. and I came across it. In my previous job.
Ah.
I was looking for meeting rooms for, like, deposition.
Mm-hmm.
For one of the lawyers. And I was like, oh, I bet this is the sketchy hotel. And then they were like, hourly rates available. And I was like, hell yeah, they are. I should book him one of these. Oh, look, we've got, so in Ohio, it is grim, and so people tend to leave lights up year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're Christmas lights, sometimes they're just, like, white lights, but that person has Valentine lights. Little red hearts and things.
Valentine's Day lights, that's...
It's nice because it gets gloomy.
We're almost to,
Again, so this is, like, the old part of town. It's kind of cute. And so, okay. Around here is actually beautiful. They revitalized it. There's a waterfall.
Mm.
Cascade Falls. And a whole park system, the Lorain County Metro Parks over here. And they've got a whole little, like, boardwalk made out of recycled materials. And they do concerts and outdoor food truck things on Thursdays.
Mm.
And it's very nice.
Cool.
So, yeah, I know people like to make fun of Elyria, but...
Elyria, Ohio.
And it's affordable. You could do worse.
My friend Matt, who you've met, he got married in Elyria. He got married in the gazebo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where they do the Thursday thing, the third Thursdays. Mm. It's, like, right across from the courthouse and the...
Mm-hmm.
Police station. Yeah, it's cute.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, like, you'd never know it, especially right now at night, but if you were to go behind all these buildings,
mm-hmm.
find the most beautiful park system,
mm-hmm.
and then this bridge we're about to go over is where the one of the waterfalls is.
Cool. Well, let's see. You talked about your New Year's resolutions. Mine, I have an unofficial one. Because it kind of came up after the fact, you know. And basically, it was, you know, to...
Group chat.
I have started walking a lot more.
Yeah, you have. You've done awesome.
And, it's been, it was dead at work today, so I got out early, and I decided, you know what, I rarely get the chance to take a walk on a Wednesday, so I took a walk on a Wednesday.
It was beautiful, too. It's cold, but
it's
sunny.
Cold, but...
Real sunny.
What's funny is I almost got run over by a car over by the florist.
I wonder what kind of insurance they had.
But I did not get run over.
I was taken in for questioning at that police station once.
Ooh.
I didn't do anything. Someone else did something.
Did it have to do with the Bone Thugs and Harmony concert?
It did not. No, that was in Cleveland.
I know. I was wondering if it had anything to do with it.
The police here were slightly less garbage. Elyria, Ohio. Slightly less garbage than the Cleveland police.
I've been walking a lot more.
Yeah, we're gonna have a day of rain and wind, but then it's gonna go back to being sort of cold but fine for walking, so you should get plenty in this month.
Oh, and by the way, if you are a subscriber to In Your Ear Holes, I know a lot of the podcasters are. In case you haven't heard, we just posted the episode of Dave and, or not Dave, I'm sorry.
Continue.
Doug and Oliver talking about Band on the Run by Paul McCartney. And so this, basically this opens it up now. If you want to talk about a band, a song, an album, whatever, anything music related, let me know.
Challenge
let one
accepted.
Of us know. Now, here's the thing. You could either, with me, I'm going to be more agreeable to music. You know, I'm not going to be Oliver levels of snark. But if you really, if you want to torture Oliver, give him an album. Or a band or something. I hear he likes ABBA. okay, that was bad. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
I don't want to park by that light post because I think it's cursed.
Okay.
So, sorry for going the long way.
No problem. We're over here talking. So... if you got anything you want to discuss on In Your Ear Holes, I don't know how often I'm going to post these. We have two done so far. The first one, of course, is Oliver and Doug. There is an episode. Thank you.
Sorry.
Of, me and Candace talking. I'm sorry. Candace and me talking. And I am recording another one with somebody. I'm not gonna reveal what it is yet. And I'm not gonna tell you what I'm not gonna tell you anything else. But yeah, we'll be back after church. That sounds so weird. All right. There, I did my first Ash Wednesday in,
30 years?
Something like that. And yes, I'm wiping these things off. They make me uncomfortable. They burn.
Oh,
They burn. Because I'm a heathen. I actually asked you if I should, like, throw myself on the ground and start screaming it burns as soon as they touched me, but, you know.
I keep telling you my kind of Protestant isn't the kind that really believes in evil.
I know. I can tell since your pastor reads my blog and knows full well I'm an atheist.
Because I just trash-talked one of the elders in the parking lot.
Yeah, Pastor Dave actually called me the first atheist saint that he knows of, and I'm like...
That's sweet.
He said that about a year and a half ago. So I don't know if it still holds.
So, what'd you think?
It's... Not as long as a Catholic service.
Oh, definitely not. That's one of the benefits of Protestantism.
Yeah, they want to get you in and out, and, you know. But yeah, Catholicism likes to draw things out for dramatic purposes.
You were when we first started. You were like, "Oh, I hope they play the pipe organ." And you got the pipe organ.
Got the pipe organ.
Wasn't it beautiful?
Oh yeah.
Do you see how young the organist is?
Oh, I know.
It's just a baby. I think the organist is non-binary.
Hmm.
Yeah, because this particular church is very affirming.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
Oh, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, like, if you go to a Catholic midnight mass, it's, usually plan, you know, it usually starts at 10. Don't plan on being home till, like, 1:30. They will draw it out to 3 hours.
Do they do a midnight Ash Wednesday?
I don't know if they do it in a midnight Ash Wednesday. I know they do midnight Easter, they do midnight Christmas. Both of those are 3 to 3.5 hours long.
Oh yeah, midnight Christmas Eve is a huge thing in some cultures. Like that is a big celebration.
And it's you know, usually for that they have, if I'm right, they do it at the, well, they used to do it at the cathedral. And it would have all the priests from the surrounding, you know, from the diocese and the bishop. And it was a fancy hat ceremony of...
Yeah, the hats.
Oh, yeah. I used to belong to the Byzantine Catholic Church. I mean, technically, you know, by baptismal record, I still do.
Oh, they own your ass,
But the Byzantine Church is... The Eastern Rite, it's the old school Catholicism. Like, you know, they still do like the all the hats, you know, not just the Pope hat. They
all
do
all the hats.
They do the bishop hat, they do the mitres, they do all the, you know, all the fancy hats. It's a hat convention.
The communion wafer was awful. I don't know what it was, but it was super crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I was the only one who got the body of Christ stuck in my throat. I was coughing and I leaned over and whispered the body of Christ in Jason. I was super, super religious.
The body of Christ compels you.
Compels you to get a drink of water. And, you know, this is Disciples Church, so we had grape juice.
Mm-hmm.
Insufficient for the dryness of the piece of whatever that was.
It looked like a stone wheat cracker of some sort.
It was a little graham crackery, but not quite as sweet and definitely dry.
Yeah, it was definitely a whole wheat cracker.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear what the lady in front of me said?
No.
Oh, so after we were done, she couldn't do a lot of standing and sitting.
Right.
So she was sitting right underneath me for most of it. And she turned around and said, "Hearing you sing was a blessing."
Aww.
Which was very, very sweet. And I, as she said it, I thought, Jason won't believe that someone finds me a blessing instead of an obligation.
And then she promptly turned to me and said, "What the hell was that droning that you were doing?"
You sounded fine. No, okay, so
I don't know any of the...
For a guy who doesn't sing, when you've got the pipe organ behind you and other people, you find it just fine.
Yeah, it was, you know... It was an Ash Wednesday service. I mean... It was very much like every other disciples... service I've been to, really.
Yeah, kind of not super mysterious. There are cookies afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you have cookies after an Ash Wednesday in a Catholic church?
No, because that's, you know...
We don't always.
In Catholic church, you know, they especially the Byzantine Catholic Church, they take the fast seriously.
Oh no, we don't fast. We don't really do a fast.
They do the the meatless fast. Here's the thing. Another big difference between Byzantine, Roman, and Protestant. The Byzantine Church observes Lent from, Lent ends on Good Friday.
Yeah, their calendar's different.
Which means the Monday before Ash Wednesday is considered the beginning of Lent.
Well, their Easter's also several weeks later.
No.
Is that not Byzantine?
No, that's not Byzantine.
No, not Byzantine.
No, that's Orthodox.
Orthodox, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Byzantine is still... Byzantine just differs from Roman in subtle ways. I can't remember all of it. We never learned in Byzantine Catholic school how they differ, and the Roman Catholics ain't gonna tell you because they don't give a shit. They don't care about the Byzantines, so, you know, it's such a small...
Well, the nice thing about things just being symbolic and ritualistic is that you can change it to suit your needs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and most reasonable people understand that. There are some, though, who are like, ooh, if we don't do it exactly this way, we're going to hell. Which is weird, because...
I think both, no matter the Catholic, they all believe in transubstantiation. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
It's gross,
is what it is.
For those that don't, they believe that the bread and the wine literally become the body and blood of Christ, which is kind of weird.
How do you get trichinosis?
What else? Yeah, I can't... I think the big difference between... The biggest difference between Roman and Byzantine has to do with the Trinity and whether it's three separate entities or one entity in three parts. It's like this very technical, very like, if you really don't care, it doesn't make a difference. And I frankly don't. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Or else it will have to play, it will have to really sell playing possum.
That was some defensive driving right there.
Yeah, sorry about the phone falling on the floor.
See, you just have it loosely balanced on your thigh.
Yeah, I know.
It's a dangerous game you're playing. On country roads.
So.
This person behind me is riding my ass with their laser headlights.
I hate those headlights. I really do.
It's not like when you buy a car, you don't know what kind of headlights it has. It's not the fault of the person driving, but they should be better regulated. They're insane. No one likes them. Eye doctors say that all their patients complain about them. They're dangerous.
I understand
switching to LED for energy purposes, but there needs to be some kind of regulation on.
There's a long story on what automakers are planning for, and it's like, I am confused by it. They want to basically make more stuff that's going to go wrong.
Well, that's, yeah. The more fangled your car is, the more shit that can go wrong with it, too.
Like, they want to put, basically they want to put little blockers that will, like, in the headlights that will move and it's like, that's stupid.
We already have tracking headlights now, and when they're put in a little different, you can tell, and it makes you feel like something's wrong with your eyes. Like if you're looking at a headlight that's just slightly off track coming at you, you're like, am I having a stroke?
That would be a stroke for people that don't speak strong.
Strong talk? Man, this person is really like 6 inches from my bumper. Oh my god.
Oh god.
They're turning, I'm turning, we're all turning.
Alright, well, I think we're going to wrap this up. We've talked at you long enough. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening. Happy Ashentine's Day. How's that?
Yes.
I think that's the title of the episode too. Happy Ashentine's Day.
Hell yeah.
And happy snacking, everyone.
Later.